really concerned about danger to self, danger to others, or gravely disabled, I mean, really, that need a inpatient hospitalization, the outpatient program is 888-437-1610. And we have outpatients because we try to do it so that when you leave the hospital, there's a program around that will fit your need. Mm-hmm. And those programs are in Princeton, North Brunswick, Hamilton, Moorestown, Dennis, South Carolina, and Eatontown. Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to thank you both, Sarah and Robin. And you will come back.
I will come back, of course.
I'll have you both back.
I'd love to be here. Thank you.
You know, it wasn't so bad, was it?
Nope. You guys asked great questions.
Survive.
Great questions.
Well, you've just been listening to Mental Health Matters. And trust me, folks, we'll be here back next week. Mental health really does matter. Stay tuned.
4973355. Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You got a friend.
USA Radio News with Melody Marquette.
Former First Lady Laura Bush tells NBC's Today Show she has some strong opinions about the state of the 2016 presidential race, but she doesn't want to say too much.
Well, I'm sad that Jeb is out of it. Yeah, sure, because I think he would have been a great president, but
George and I are watching with much interest from the sidelines. As you know, George is really determined not to make remarks about politics.
Mrs. Bush and former President George W. Bush briefly hit the campaign trail for then White House hopeful Jeb Bush before he ended his bid. Democratic presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton do not have a lot of good things to say about GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. At a CNN town hall in Ohio, Sanders called Trump a pathological liar. Sanders and Clinton accused Trump of inciting violence at his rallies by saying he'll pay the legal bills of supporters who attack protesters. This is USA Radio News.
Tales of American Political History with Clayton Porter Hackney.
I've done at least three stories here about the White House, one on the development of the Oval Office, one about its complete rehab in the Truman administration, and then there was the White House Christmas tree story. But the Executive Mansion has such a long and rich history, you just can't get enough of it. This is the story of its very beginning, in the early days of actually building it at the end of the 18th century. After you read enough about selecting the site, the architects and their designs, and the men who toiled to build the original structure, you come away knowing one thing for certain. Call it the Executive Mansion, call it the White House, call it 1600 Pennsylvania, or whatever you please. But study its early days, and you will know, without a doubt, that this is George Washington's house. Join us again next time for the beginning. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders speaking up at a town hall event ahead of another round of key presidential primaries. USA Radio's John DeMaster has more.
I really don't like to disparage public officials, but Donald Trump is a pathological liar.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders not happy that Donald Trump is blaming Sanders supporters for disrupting the Trump campaign events. He says his campaign would never condone violence.
We have never, our campaign does not believe and never will encourage anybody to disrupt anything.
For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
And speaking of Bernie Sanders, he says Donald Trump needs to lay off the rhetoric. Sanders told ABC's This Week that he urges the Republican presidential hopeful to avoid inciting violence on the part of his supporters. The Vermont senator says Trump's rhetoric has led to confrontations at rallies for the billionaire, including last week when a man sucker-punched another man being led away by deputies. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
And I'm Georgine Trinkle. I'm your host here at Hot and Hunterdon, and we're live in the studio in Flemington at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office in Flemington, and it is 4:08, and we're going to be talking health and community health today. I'm really excited to have everyone with us here. I'll be doing some introductions in the studio. They're still mute, so you can do all your cursing now. Get that all out of the way, because we're going to go live in a minute, and the only rule we have in our studio here is no cursing. Anything else? We can do whatever we want here. So we're going to do a commercial break. I'll be back to tell you all about the beautiful weather and the no snow forecast. Stay with us.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hey And we're back here at Hot and 100 and the weather. Well, let me tell you, we didn't have the last snowstorm of the season on spring. We're officially into spring. And right now in Flemington, we have 56 degrees. We do have some sunny skies, but I have to say, get the wind, I guess that's a windbreaker. Get that out, because the wind is about 20 to 30 miles an hour here. We're looking at a 7:13 sunset and a low tonight of about 32 degrees. So it's not too bad. But just hang in there today, because tomorrow is looking a lot better. We have a high of 57. Our low for tomorrow evening, Tuesday evening, which would be March 22nd, is 43. It's not so bad. Wednesday, you know, I always like to tell everyone when to take a sick day. That would be Wednesday, everyone. Okay? 72 degrees, absolutely beautiful. And if you can't call in sick Wednesday, or perhaps you really want to live on the edge here, call in sick Wednesday and Thursday, because Thursday we have mostly sunny skies and a high of 70. Friday, we may have a chance of some precipitation, but we still have a high of 64, and Saturday's beautiful, but a little bit chillier with a high of 55. But I'm happy to say after this evening, we do not go below freezing again for 10 days. So that is our forecast here in Hunterdon, and we're so happy to have that. We're going to do a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with our quote and our guests.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we're back here at Hot 100, and it's March 21st, and I have some special guests with me I'm going to get to introduce right after our quote of the week. So our quote is from Francis of Assisi today, and what the quote is this: start by doing what's necessary, then do what's possible, and suddenly you are doing the impossible. So just a reminder, with our health and with anything else in our life we want to work on with our goals, you can always start right where you are and improve on that. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to try. So I'm so happy to have some special friends in the studio with me today. I am now making all of their mics live, so now everyone can hear you all. I'm going to start with some introductions. I'm going to start introducing Shade from Zufall Health Center. Shade, if you can tell our listeners your full name and your title and what you do, and then I'll ask you to introduce our two friends in the studio.
Hi, Georgine. Thank you so much for having us here today. My name is Shade Grayling. I am the Affordable Care Act Coordinator and the Program Coordinator for the Community Health Corps Program at Zufall Health. We have a dental facility in Flemington on Route 31. We've also got primary medical facility in Somerville and in Hackettstown. We've also got sites in Morris County as well as Essex County, and we're just getting ready to open a new site in Newton out in Sussex County.
That's very exciting. Very exciting stuff.
It is. Zufall is always growing. Our CEO, Eva Turbiner, has a wonderful vision for Zufall to continue offering primary medical and dental and behavioral health services to anyone in the community that needs it. It's important to know that our mission is to serve anyone, regardless of their ability to pay, regardless of whether they have insurance or not, and we're really here to take care of the whole family, from young children up to older adults.
And there's a good reason why you have to have a lot of help, and perhaps you can introduce our two guests in the studio today.
Absolutely, Georgine. Thank you. So I have with me today two of our Community Health Corps AmeriCorps members. We have Raven Chapman and Kathy Bossard. They are both at Zufall serving in the AmeriCorps National Service Program for 11 months. They are National Service volunteers. Raven and Kathy are both responsible for serving 1,700 hours of service over 11 months with us at Zufall. And it's a really wonderful service that they provide through the AmeriCorps program. They do community outreach. They do health education. They do case management with our patients and members of the community.
Now, Kathy, you got here a few minutes earlier than Shade and Raven, so I told you we do have to pay the bills around here. So before we go to a quick commercial break, we could say hi to the listeners so they can recognize your voice. I have you, and I make sure I know which mic you're on.
Hi, everyone, and hi, Georgine. Thanks for having us today.
Absolutely. Okay, and this way we can do like a little sound check here and make any adjustments when we come back after the break. And Raven, I'm going to ask you to do the same thing. Say hello to our listeners and let them know your name again, and that way we can differentiate who's on which mic.
Hello, everyone. My name is Raven Chapman. It's a beautiful day outside, and I hope you're all enjoying it.
Excellent. All right. We have to pay the bills here. Otherwise, I get in trouble. So we're going to do a quick commercial break, and we'll be back here at Hot and Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Heide & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Heide & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the 4 key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heide & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon, and I'm your host, and we are talking community health, and I have 3 great guests in the studio with me. I have Shade Grayling that introduced us to Zufall Health Center and told us about some of the exciting things they have, including a new center opening in Sussex County, which I know, Shade, I'm going to invite you now to come back on to talk about that opening at another time. But today we're focused on the AmeriCorps and the Community Health Corps which is part of the Corporation for National Services. And I'm going to start with Kathy because she got here early. So I had a chance to talk to Kathy a little bit. And Kathy, you were able to apply to be a member for the Health Corps, and you went through the online process and picked Sioux Falls. Maybe you could tell our listeners a little bit about what drew you to that organization.
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually moved from Michigan for this program. I grew up originally in Western New York, so I really wanted to come back out east, and I wanted to explore a new place, and I saw Sioux Falls on the AmeriCorps website, and I read the description. It was amazing, and then after talking to Shade, I knew I had to come here. 5 minutes in, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go there.
Well, if everyone was listening when we introduced Shade, you could tell that she's a confident person concerned about improving the health in the community. So you obviously, Kathy, made a great choice with Sioux Falls, certainly a choice that will bear out through your year of service and learning all the different things. I thought it was very timely to have you all on today, and I have to give a shout out for Dr. Sam Joaquim, your dental director over at Sioux Falls Health Center, who I have a long history with of working together to improve health in the community, and he's been such a great resource. And he does try to make sure I always have guests on my show, but I thought today was incredibly timely because on March 16th, a report was released from Robert Wood Johnson ranking New Jersey counties using different criteria. But one of the things that's quite interesting, since we are here in Hunterdon County, is that Hunterdon County topped the list for New Jersey's healthiest counties. So we are the county of Hunterdon is considered number one by this study. Just as an FYI, it's also the wealthiest county. But those two things are not always synonymous. But some of the things that they look at are the number of teenage pregnancies. They look at premature deaths that could have been avoided. And what we know, an old-fashioned saying my grandmother always used, which is, just so you guys know, you guys are live on the mic, so whispering it. I'm going to key you down so you guys can do whatever you want to do, and I'll talk to Shade here for a second. So one of the things about my grandmother used to say is prevention, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. We've all heard that, but we don't necessarily realize what it really means. Well, one of the reasons we can have such a healthy ranking in Hunterdon County is because of the services of Sioux Falls Health Center, the emphasis on prevention and on health enrollment and working on chronic diseases. I know you work a lot, Shade, with diabetes and some pain management programs.
We do, Georgie, and I think that's one thing that's really important for your listeners to know is that the more we can improve folks' access to care and the more that they can have regular ongoing primary care with a provider, the more we can take better care of them and avoid bigger costs to the healthcare system. So if we're managing a diabetic and we can keep their sugar levels in line, we can get full care for their mental health, for their oral health, as well as the rest of their physical health, that keeps them out of the emergency room, out of the hospitals, and that helps them as a patient as well as the whole healthcare system and keeping our costs down.
And the community as well. And that is something, Kathy, you've had an opportunity to work on. People who are able to access services through health enrollment, they may not know how to get health insurance, but you're actually working on a special initiative with Sioux Falls on that, aren't you?
Absolutely. So I was spending, during open enrollment, I was going to the libraries every Saturday and a couple times throughout the weeks and advertising it to make sure that people knew they had the access to health insurance if they needed it. And I sat with everyone through the enrollment process. I was available by phone if they have any questions. So I was really there to help guide them through everything from the beginning and to help them pick the plan to eventually getting the health insurance. So it's been a great, rewarding process.
And that is one of the strengths of a community health center, that you're bringing the services to the community. So people who may be in poverty or may be very stressful about trying to do something so bureaucratic as filling out an application, you're doing it in a location where they're comfortable in their area. Going to the library to fill out paperwork, talk them through a process, that can be really, really overwhelming. And people who don't have health insurance, sometimes it's just such a barrier, like, what am I going to do? So it's great that the services come right back to the community. And I'm glad you've had an opportunity to work one-on-one with people. That's one of the important parts of the AmeriCorps, is that you're not providing direct service, but you're actually helping with the process of things.
Yeah, absolutely. The amount that I've learned has been unbelievable. And to know I actually helped people get the insurance and then receive the medical care because they had that insurance was a great feeling, and it still is because I've still been assisting people. So
it all starts with that phone call to Shade and knowing that people in administration really care about the community. And they care about the community in a lot of areas that are very, very high risk. Raven, a few weeks ago I had a friend of mine on, Mike Mazzo, we're childhood friends, but he did this really cool thing for the Injured Marines Fund. He did something called the White Pepper Challenge, which was really interesting to me. It was a little crazy, but this is like really, really hot sauce. Like instead of like 1/100th of a heat centimeter, it's like 1,000 heat centimeters. He only ate two wings and then he bailed, and I thought I was going to get sick in my chair over there. But he did it to help veterans. He's a veteran himself, and he knows, and we talked about it on the show as we've had other discussions on the show with veterans. They're more likely to be unemployed and to have chronic unemployment issues. They're suffering from PTSD and from a lot of other conditions that prevent them from really thriving in the community. And we talked about how important it is to rally the community around the veterans. They're also one of the highest populations of homeless here in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Three times more likely as a veteran to be homeless than anyone else here in New Jersey. And I know that you've been doing some special work with the veterans. Maybe you could tell us about that.
Oh, well, yes. What Sioux Falls has is the Highlands Health Van. And what I do is I coordinate the van to go to different sites. And there we help veterans. Mostly I have the dental van go to the Morris VA Clinic, located at 340 West Hanover Avenue in Morristown. We usually go there about once or twice in a month from the hours of 10 to 3. And the first visit is a dental screening. They receive a fluoride varnish. They also receive a oral cancer exam while they're there. And that's no cost to the veteran.
And I think people are surprised to learn that veterans do not have health insurance as part of their veteran VA benefits. So being able to get dental care and to get it easily is really a bonus. Do people need to make an appointment to do the screening at the Morris County VA?
Well, appointment would be recommended. Sometimes I do get a busy days, but walk-ins are always welcome. If you like to make an appointment, you can always contact me at 973-328-9100 extension 605 to make an appointment. And like I said, walk-ins are always available. If you have any questions or concerns, you can always contact me. And I also help along the way. It's very rewarding to me to see that they leave very happy and to get the services they need, because you're correct, depending on if they're 100% disabled or not, pretty much reflects the benefits that they receive. And I'm here to help. I think of it as in my brother serves for this country and he can be in their shoes.
Okay. So, and what branch of the service is he in?
The military. He's in the Army.
Army, okay.
So
great.
At that point, I just think of it as it could be my brother, it could be him homeless, it can be him coming back disabled, and I would like to be a part of helping him come back home and get all the help and resources that he needs. So I think of it that way.
I think that's a great way to think about things and to treat people. And I think that's often the difference with community service organizations like NorwestCAP and community health organizations like Zufall. We do make sure that we meet the patient or the client where they are, and we treat them like we would a favorite relative. Mm-hmm. And that makes that respect, unfortunately, people aren't used to that from service providers. You know, I think that it's not always the norm, but I know in both of our organizations, we always do that. So it makes it easy for people. Can you give your phone number one more time before we take a break, Raven?
No problem. Once again, my name is Raven Chapman, and I can be called at 973-328-9100. My extension is 605. I'm only one call away.
That's fantastic. All right, well, we are going to go to the news in just a moment, and then we'll be back to talk more about Sioux Falls Health Center and the great things they're doing in the community.
Thank you. much about you. I don't know who you are. We've been doing fine without you, but we could only go so far. I don't know why you chose us. Were you watching from above? Is there someone there that knows us? Said we'd give you all our love. Will you laugh just like your mother? Will you sigh like your old man? Will something skip a generation like a herb they often can? Are you a poet or a dancer? A devil or a clown? Or a strange new combination of the things we've handed down? Wonder who you look like, who your hair fall down and curl. Will you be mama's boy, daddy's little girl? Will you be a sad reminder of what's been lost along the way? Maybe you can help me find her and the things you do and say.
Radio News with Audrey Strong.
To President Obama, I reiterate our appreciation for his visit and the willingness of the government of Cuba to continue moving forward in the forthcoming months for the well-being of our peoples and countries.
President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro are making a joint statement in Havana. Standing beside Obama, Castro remarked through an interpreter the importance of the event. Castro said they have signed agreements for the resumption of commercial flights between the U.S. and Cuba. Castro spoke about the continuing economic blockade against Cuba. He said it's the most important obstacle standing in the way of the Cuban people and prosperity. Obama is on a 3-day trip to Cuba, the first U.S. president to visit in nearly 90 years. This is USA Radio News.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
I've done at least 3 stories here about the White House. One on the development of the Oval Office, one about its complete rehab in the Truman administration, and then there was the White House Christmas tree story. But the Executive Mansion has such a long and rich history, you just can't get enough of it. This is the story of its very beginning and the early days of actually building it at the end of the 18th century. After you read enough about selecting the site, the architects and their designs, and the men who toiled to build the original structure, you come away knowing one thing for certain. Call it the Executive Mansion, call it the White House, call it 1600 Pennsylvania, or whatever you please. But study its early days, and you will know, without a doubt, that this is George Washington's house. Join us again next time for the beginning. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
In Indiana, investigators trying to find the motive for the fatal shooting of a sheriff's deputy on Sunday. A fellow officer was injured as the two tried to serve a search warrant. The suspect is dead as well. An armed robbery of a Pennsylvania Turnpike toll booth turned deadly over the weekend. USA's Anthony Lucero has more.
Authorities in Pennsylvania say a retired state trooper is the suspect in an attempted armed robbery that left him and two others dead. Clarence Briggs was killed by police after he tried to rob a toll booth on the Pennsylvania Turnpike near Fort Littleton on Sunday. Also killed in the robbery attempt were a toll operator as well as an armed guard who was helping collect money. Briggs was a 26-year veteran of the state police force before he retired back in 2012. Fort Littleton is about 65 miles west of Harrisburg. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Breaking news on the web at westernjournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
An apparently jealous boyfriend is charged with assault and criminal possession of a weapon following a bloody machete attack on three men in New York.
Police say 20-year-old Guillermo Torres became enraged when a man offered to buy his girlfriend a drink at Chibao, a Queens restaurant where the attack took place Sunday morning. This woman says the Dominican eatery is a neighborhood trouble spot.
It's always fighting, they break windows, they get crazy outside.
Police say Torres argued with the man, then took off and returned wearing a mask and wielding a machete. Cops say Torres waited outside the Jackson Heights restaurant, slashing the man and
in
two of his
news,
buddies when they emerged.
The
all three are in stable condition. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Are less likely to be overweight than those who eat none. The study stems from data showing that many children eligible for free or reduced price breakfast at school are not eating them. Nutritionists say inconsistent breakfast eaters are twice as likely to be obese, and girls more often than boys. The NFL may soon be expanding its exposure overseas. Multiple reports say the league is considering playing a regular season game in China as early as 2018. A game in Germany is also on the table for next year. These ideas are being discussed at this week's owners' meeting in Florida, but specific cities have not yet been targeted. This is USA Radio News.
And we're back here at Hot 100. We have in the studio some special guests talking about community health and the Community Health Corps, which is one of the AmeriCorps programs. I have Shade Grayling here with me today. I have Kathy Poussard, and I have Raven Chapman. And we were just talking before the break and the news information about the importance of being able to help veterans in the community with some of their dental needs that aren't necessarily covered by the VA hospital. And we know that Raven's brother is in the Army, and so she has a special affinity to helping veterans. We started to talk about dental screenings, and we had a question from a listener on the break, and that is, when would the veteran be able to get the actual dental screening, the teeth cleaning?
Okay, well, on this dental van, at this point, it's limited. So as of now, you cannot get a thorough cleaning that you would at a brick-and-water site. At this point, you will be able to get the screening as before. And then on a second visit, if your income is eligible, you're able to receive a full-mouth x-ray for only $20. I know at some other dental facilities, it costs a lot of money, but you'll be able to have 18 x-rays along the entire mouth just for $20. And after that, the dentist will work with the veteran and they will map out a treatment plan, which will no longer be on the Highlands van. But what we will do is we'll set you up to a dental home. We'll find a dental facility closest to where the veteran resides. And from there, they're able to work with their treatment plan. And because they don't have insurance, we do a sliding scale fee. And beforehand, the veterans have the opportunity to pay off their services, so the day that they get their service, they're not just hit with a bill. They have a clarification of how much the services will cost, and they're able to do a payment plan.
That's perfect, Raven. And I'm going to give your phone number one more time. That number to reach Raven to talk about veteran services, dental services in Morris County, or through the van that Sioux Falls Health Center has is 973-328-9100. Again, that number is 973-328-9100, and it is extension 605. So thank you so much, Raven, for that answer. We're talking about services and locations, and Shade, you mentioned having a recent program expanding in Sussex County, I believe in Newton.
That's correct, Jordine, yes.
I'm going to give you a little bit of history, Shade. Way back when, I actually worked to get the dental center that's new in actually licensed and ready for medical care. Now, that was something under Norwest Cap, and we didn't actually see patients at the time for medical. We stayed with the dental services, but I certainly learned a lot there. I worked with two staff members, Jen and Aline, that really knew the billing and knew how to treat the patients and get them in. And it was such a transformation for me to be able to go there a couple times a week and I'd get to know the patients. And when they would come in, there, you can't see us here on the radio, what our gestures, thank goodness, some days. But today, that's not helpful. But they would come in and they would have their hand over their mouths, literally. This is like a literal thing. And then after a few visits, they would see our dentist there and everything, you know, was a sliding fee scale, so it was affordable. And then after a little while, they would come in with the big smiles and the actual happiness to see a dentist. So it was a great experience, and I'm glad that Zufall is expanding their services in Sussex County. It's not a new service territory. You've been in Sussex County. And just like in Hackettstown, you recently had an opening there, and Warren County isn't new for you either.
That's correct. So in Hackettstown, we had a fairly small site, and we just reopened there to a much larger facility, and we added dental services in Hackettstown. So that was really exciting for us. And as you well know from serving folks in Sussex County, the need is out there. So our schedule certainly quickly filled up. And we will be opening the new site in Newton. We're still waiting for a few details, but we'll have an official opening later in April. And we will have medical and dental services there. So they're hard at work getting all the equipment in place and the facility ready to go.
I can't wait, and I expect to be invited to that. So if Sam's listening, I will expect an invitation to be able to attend that. Your organization is great about always including other community-based organizations for your events, because we know that it's critical. We have to be able to be connected to make sure that the difficult populations that are hard to serve are reachable. And you certainly can't do that on your own, and that's why we all need to work together. And one of the areas that Kathy was telling me that she works in, and she just started really, is with the Ryan White program. And I wanted to mention that program as well, though we'll not speak about it in any great detail here today, but it is another service population that Zufall Health Center is able to serve. And those are individuals that have been diagnosed with HIV and AIDS. And we used to have a grant that was called HOPWA, the Housing Opportunities for Persons with AIDS. And for a few years, when I was the director of First Call for Help in Warren County, I had all of the HOPWA patients for housing. And it was very rewarding work. In fact, there are some days I really regret that I don't get to do that anymore, because it was a lot of one-on-one, Kathy, and you really got to know people that were at a very difficult and challenging time, but you knew that you could give them hope by making sure that they had housing and making sure that some of the critical services they were connected to. So for whatever diagnosis they were suffering with and trying to get treatment for, at least you know that you could stabilize them in the other areas, which really helps someone.
Yeah, I mean, the program as a whole is absolutely amazing. I've just been doing a few things behind the scenes, like I'm starting to help them plan an event, and then I also have done some flyers. We're actually participating in the AIDS Walk in Morristown on May 1st. Mm. That's Sunday, May 1st. And we have a team. It's called Positively Zufall. So if you want to get involved, you can either join and walk with us, or you could donate. It's up to you, but it's Sunday, May 1st. It's in the Morristown Green is where we're walking, and if you just Google New Jersey AIDS Walk, you could find the website, and then you can look for further details. And I think we're going to be posting it on our Facebook page as well.
Excellent. And is that a walk or run or just a walk?
I think it's just a walk.
Just a walk. Okay, so that's on Sunday, May 1st, and we can look for additional information when you have that. We could share that to the Hot and Hunted in Facebook page. I don't have any friends, so if you all want to friend me on the Facebook page, that would be excellent, because I'm always working, so I have no friends, and it's a little sad, but I do have a Facebook page that provides a lot of information, and we can certainly share that. And we're going to take a commercial break in just a moment, but before we do, Raven, can we ask you how you ended up at Zufall Health Center?
Well, I went to a career fair.
It's very original, no. Well, that's a great way to investigate options and see what's
absolutely
out there.
Absolutely. A classmate of mine, she actually is one of the 8 members here. She's not here today, but her and I happened to go to this career fair, desperate to look for a job as chemistry students. That gets a little difficult. And I happened to go to a table with 2 wonderful ladies, and they happened to tell us, well, this is what we do, and we're able to help people, and here are the benefits that you're able to receive. And we were just happy. We were excited, especially because we were able to help people more in the healthcare and community health. And I had did the long process of application. I must say, yes, it's a long, so if you happen to be interested, just don't give up, keep working through the application. It's very rewarding at the end. And the icing on the cake, I will say, not to repeat what Kathy said, but I spoke with Shade.
Well, we see a common theme here, Shade.
I didn't pay them to say anything.
No, but the conversation went very well. She asked what I was interested about, and I was able to find myself also in that interview and know that this is what I wanted to do. And come to be able to help veterans was just a plus. Like that, I did not know what portion I would be handling during this internship, and happened to find out that it was with veterans. I was smiling ear to ear. It was really good to do. But that's how I did it. It all started off from a career fair, and now look where I am now.
Excellent. I'm glad you were on the team there. And I think that's why the Community Health and the AmeriCorps program ends up with the enrollment at Sioux Falls Health Center, and they stay and they're successful, and you all will be successful because Shade will make sure you have as many opportunities as possible to learn as much as possible. So when you're choosing what to do with your educational stipends or some of the benefits you get from being a core member, you'll be able to already know what area. Perhaps it's veterans, perhaps it's working with individuals with that have been diagnosed with certain conditions like HIV or AIDS, and you're able to really use that time of service to not only help the community, but hopefully a little bit of that comes back your way. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to be back here at Hot and Hunter and talk a little bit more about community health.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And And we're back here at Hot 100, and I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. It is March 21st, and we're talking about community health. We're talking about Hunterdon County having the first ranking for the healthiest county in New Jersey, according to a study from Robert Wood Johnson, which you could get on the Hot 100 Facebook page. I'm talking to some great people about community health who are from Zufall Health Center. And in the studio, I have Shade Grayling, Raven Chapman, and Kathy Bussard talking, Kathy and Raven, who are Community Health AmeriCorps members. And I want to mention something Raven said right before a commercial break. She was talking about giving some inspiration to make sure any possible Community Health or AmeriCorps members don't give up on the process. And I wanted to speak to that for just a moment, because on the agency side, it is quite onerous as well. The agencies have to submit a plan to the Corporation for National Service or to the state program, depending if you're doing the New Jersey AmeriCorps program or the national program. And there's so many work projects and work plans and logic models, and actually they're even more complicated than a normal logic model, and there's so many pieces to it. And then once an agency is able to post their information, you have to wait and wait and wait for members to come in. So Shade, I was hoping maybe you could talk any of our listeners through this who may be thinking about being an AmeriCorps member or have actually been enrolled and now are looking for some placement. How would they get a great placement like Zufall Health Center?
Absolutely, Georgine. So we are right in the middle of recruitment for our next program year. So Raven and Kathy are part of our third AmeriCorps team. So we're in the midst of our third year of the program, and Zufall has just gotten notification that we've been included in the application for the next three-year process, which is the 2016-17 program year and going forward. So folks can go on to the communityhealthcorps.org webpage, and that's CORE, C-O-R-P-S. You can also check out the AmeriCorps webpage. That's AmeriCorps.gov. And you can set up an account through the AmeriCorps webpage. That's what Raven was talking about. That is a little bit difficult to navigate, but be persistent, fill that out. And then if you search opportunities, if you search healthcare in New Jersey, if you search Zufall, and Zufall is Z-U-F-A-L-L, after Dr. Zufall, our founder, our service opportunity will come up, and you can link your application to us. We get that application, and Kathy has been working with me on recruitment, so she will reach out to you once we get your application and schedule a first-round phone interview with you.
That sounds pretty perfect. So you can really break it down a little bit so that it's not as complicated. And just like anything else, sometimes there is a lot of paperwork, but there is certainly a reward at the end, both for the organization and for the member, because you're all able to come together. And if it's in person, if you're local and you can go to a career fair and talk to someone, or if you're in another state and you make a phone call like you did from Michigan and then jumped over to New Jersey because of that opportunity, that's what's really, really beneficial. So sometimes we just have to hang in there a little bit longer and go through all of the steps, which can sometimes be quite difficult. And I wanted to mention that your program for the community health program, now, are you able to be placed at some of the different sites in Dover or Morristown?
Absolutely. Our team has its home base in our Morristown office, so a number of our members are located there. We have monthly team meetings there, but then our members go out and serve at all of our sites. So often we have one member that works with Dr. Joaquin in Dover. Kathy and another of our member, Andrea, work out of our Somerville office. We've got Raven is sometimes in our West Orange office. So our members really have the opportunity to get to know all of our sites and the services at all of the sites.
Great. And I'll ask Raven and Kathy before we end for the day here, maybe if there's anything that you want to share about being a member or about your experience with Zufall?
Honestly, it's endless possibilities. The amount I have learned is infinite, and I have become so sure that public health is the route that I want to go to by being able to serve the populations that we do, break down the barriers to healthcare. It's an absolutely amazing experience and completely rewarding, and you won't regret doing it for a second.
Excellent.
Absolutely. And just to follow up on what Kathy was saying, the experiences that you have are something that you will not be able to experience somewhere else. We have some of our outreach opportunities are more personal. Like, we go to soup kitchens and you get to speak with people. You get to learn what's happening in someone else's life. You get to empathize with those. And it's experience that you can never just find somewhere else, nor you can ever take back. And it's lovely. We work with children also, so that's even nice. So now you go from working with older people to now you're working with youth. Of course, I work with the veterans, but it's always something new. We're on the radio. That's new. So it's always something happening, and it's experiences in these past couple months. I've never done these, a lot of things that I've done these past couple months in my entire life, and I'm very grateful to be a part of it because we're changing people's lives one day at a time. We are.
Raven, can you talk a little bit about the food pantry? Some of our listeners here perhaps aren't familiar with what the soup kitchen is or the food pantry, and maybe you could just talk for a moment about that.
No problem. We recently had went to Tony's Soup Kitchen in Montclair, and there are about two shifts. You can be a prep. You can come very early, and you help cook the food and set the food and make sure the tables are well, and then you can do the second shift, which is more of serving and cleaning. And while you're there, you're interacting with everyone. They speak to you as if you're not strangers. They've known you there entire life. You're able to answer questions because they know we're from Zufall, so some may need help with health insurance, or some may need help with dental, or some with medical. So we're also able to give them the resources just from giving them a plate, and they're just so thankful. Everyone's humble about it, and it definitely gives you an eye-opener of someone else's shoes, and it's definitely something that I never really did it unless I had to in high school for volunteer services. And now I love to go there. And we definitely did it a couple of times. I wouldn't mind going even more because these people become someone that you just see more often. And you start to see how they're progressing in their lives and how you saying just hello or how you doing or how your day made a big difference.
It can be a life-changing experience doing volunteer work, doing things with no thought of how you may benefit yourself, and the impact of that is often we benefit from the emotions that people share with us when we're at a soup kitchen and we're able to provide food for someone who's hungry, the gratitude that they feel, and we get to share that emotion, and that's really a special thing. And I hope you have a lot of experiences like that, and I wish you the best of luck in your year of service. Raven and Kathy, thank you so much for coming. And Shade, I can't thank you enough for always coming on with members or the different things that are going on. I hope that you will come back to talk about the opening and some of the exciting things that are always going on at Zufall Health Center.
We absolutely will, Georgine. Thank you so much for having us today. You're a great partner and collaborator with us, so thanks again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And everyone, that is Zufall Health Center, and you can look at them on the web or give Raven a call, and she'll be happy to talk to you, and we'll put some information on our Facebook page. Have a great Monday, everyone. Writing you this letter from some old town. I can feel the distance between us. From Spanish Steps to the Liberty Bell, I know the angels have seen us.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
The sounds of yesterday's Easter bombing in Pakistan by the Taliban. That country is now in day one of a three-day mourning period declared by its prime minister. The suicide bombing killed nearly 70 people. Meanwhile, today in Belgium, the only person charged so far in last week's bombings there is free. Prosecutors released a man they thought was the one seen on surveillance footage pushing a luggage cart, but they say they didn't have enough evidence to hold him. The prosecutor's office says the raids were part of a crackdown on suspected terrorists, but did not directly link them to last week's deadly bombings at the Brussels airport and the subway station. Four Americans died in that attack. This is USA Radio News. Find breaking news on usaradio.com.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
I've done at least three stories here about the White House, one on the development of the Oval Office, the one about its complete rehab in the Truman administration, and then there was the White House Christmas tree story. But the Executive Mansion has such a long and rich history, you just can't get enough of it. This is the story of its very beginning and the early days of actually building it at the end of the 18th century. After you read enough about selecting the site, the architects and their designs, and the men who toiled to build the original structure, you come away knowing one thing for certain. Call it the Executive Mansion, call it the White House, call it 1600 Pennsylvania or whatever you please. But study its early days and you will know, without a doubt, that this is George Washington's house. Join us again next time for the beginning. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
Petition or no petition, the Secret Service says people will not be allowed to carry guns at the Republican National Convention. The agency issued a statement today saying only authorized law enforcement personnel will be allowed to carry firearms inside protected areas at the convention. The GOP convention will be held in July at Cleveland's Quicken Loans Arena. An online petition calling for open carry of firearms at the convention had amassed more than 44,000 signatures. Two window washers are now safe after being rescued from the 20th floor of a Houston skyscraper. Firefighters opened a window and lowered a ladder to get the workers into the Marathon Oil building after the basket they were on got stuck.